This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 16th of November, 1954. The title of this lecture is Elementary Straight Wire. This lecture is 35 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Well, sir, yesterday I did a very interesting thing there with the process I told you about. Now, that is a process, isn't it? Everything I told you about actually was a process. Now, let's look it over and see how you would make a process out of it. Very simple. I said that the basic decision is move or not to move. So you simply ask a fellow to move. And he moves, and you tell him not to move, and he doesn't move. You tell him to move, and he moves, and you tell him not to move, and he moves. And if you don't think this doesn't drive somebody batty with great speed, how about all the times that you have felt bad about being kicked out of some place? The only reason you felt bad is you were told to move, and you didn't want to move. So we get our second process, which is, all right, decide to move and move. Decide not to move and don't move. Decide to move and don't move. Decide not to move and move. And of course, when you've got decide not to move and move, you've got a re-stim of people being blown up, kicked out, made to abdicate. You get the idea. All right, would be quite a process. That'd be an ABC type of process. And this morning we just got through listening to a tape about elementary straight wire, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to show you that processes are extremely basic in their simplicity and very, very simple in their application. And if you don't understand the simplicity of an application, then you can get so complicated that they don't work at all. And that's what has happened to any process of the simple nature, which is not working, or somebody simply made it too complicated. So I'm going to talk to you about elementary straight wire and give you an example of it. Okay, now on the subject of elementary straight wire, we are in a very interesting state because elementary straight wire is a misnomer. It's definitely a misnomer. You could get far more elementary than something you wouldn't mind remembering. Something you wouldn't mind forgetting. That is not the most elementary stage. Most elementary stage would be remember something. Wouldn't it? As far as forgetting is concerned, actually, although it might not appear so to you, a highly elementary stage would be forget something. If a thetan cannot remember and forget, and remember what he has forgotten, and forget what he has remembered, he is not in control of the computers which are selecting up the past for him. They're in control of him. Now, I would say offhand that there may be one human being in the past 100,000 years who has been able to forget at will. With no upset. And there's certainly been none who could remember at will. Remember anything at will, anywhere on the time track. Certainly we've had none in the last 200 or 300 years, otherwise you'd have a book around telling you all about my last 74 trillion years. We haven't had such a book around, so obviously either the person could do it, he couldn't write. Or the American Medical Association, American Psychiatric Association, ganged up on him and made sure he forgot it. Since you see, the most antipathetic thing to these organizations would be the fact that somebody couldn't help but survive. American Medical and American Psychiatric would be immediately out of business, wouldn't they? Well, we happen to be in the business of making men more able, so we don't care what we tell him as long as it's true. This is a new and novel thing in the field of healing, telling people what's the truth. All right. Then the most elementary straight wire would be, remember something, forget something, remember something, forget something. Feel elementary. No further significance on it at all. Well, let's take a look at it and discover that there is nobody under the sun, I'm sure, who could, if he were even vaguely in communication with his auditor, at least remember something. He could remember something. Any preclear is what I mean. Of course, a dog might forget something easily. But any preclear. All right, let's take the most elementary auditing session you could possibly think of. Move your chair forward. You have been elected. You have just won a contest. Okay, now, in view of the fact that the duplication of the pre-clear is always a good thing, I will sit down too, besides being lazy. And we will simply ask him now the most elementary of straight wires. Remember something.
Okay.
Remember something else.
Okay.
Remember something else.
Okay.
Remember something else.
Okay.
What you just remember?
Last night when I took somebody's car back to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, forget something.
Okay.
What'd you forget?
When I was at the store last night.
I couldn't possibly have forgotten what you've been telling me. Now, let's get back to it.
Well, I try to forget it.
Oh, you just
try
to forget it. You just forget something.
Okay,
good. Now, forget something else.
Okay.
Forget something else.
This isn't easy.
All right, forget something else. Forgotten anything yet?
Well, I'll check on it and see if I've forgotten it, see.
And then what happened?
Well, I haven't forgotten it.
Oh.
I say I forgot
maybe
it.
Maybe you got an automatic checker here?
Well, how do I know I've forgotten it, see?
I want to call to your attention, this is not a communication lag. He simply has not executed the command yet. But I'm going to give you something to forget. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, say the number 654-9387.
6549-4386.
Okay, forget it.
Yeah.
Well, now you did forget something, didn't you?
Yeah.
You got it.
I didn't know it to begin with.
Huh?
I didn't know it to begin with.
Yes, you did. You must have because you quoted it. All right, now let's take this word. Say, donker.
Donker.
Rattle.
Rattle.
Stabbin.
Stabbin.
Say, donker, rattle, stabbin.
Donker, rattle, stabbin.
Okay, forget it.
It's tough.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
Dr. Adams. Okay, this is all right. This is is okay. Your mind is actually functioning fine. The only thing we've got here is probably a double checker. Haven't you?
Well, it just won't go away. Don Corrado stopped.
Okay. Take something out of your pocket. Got that?
Yeah.
What action would you perform with that watch if you were to forget it as an object?
What action would I perform with it if I were to forget it as an object?
How would you mechanically forget it?
Well, just forget it.
You just forget it?
Yeah.
Well, how would you mechanically forget it? I mean, where would you put it? What would you do with it?
Well, I could put it away somewhere.
You put it away someplace?
Yeah.
In other words, you'd put it away from you, wouldn't you?
Yeah, in a drawer or something like that.
You'd put it away from you?
No.
And if you want to make absolutely sure you remembered it, what would you do with it?
Well, I'd keep it with me.
Ah. All right, what would you do with that watch if you're going to forget it?
I'd forget about it. I'd put it somewhere.
Oh, and what would you do with it if you remembered it?
I'd find it. I'd get close to it.
You get close
to it.
Okay, well, what are you doing with a memory?
I'm looking at it. When I remember it, I look at it.
Are memory something you can throw away?
Yeah. Something you can do away with.
I told you to forget a word a short time ago. Now, what was this word?
Donker something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what have you done with it? Throw it away partially?
Partially, yeah.
Okay, put the watch back in your pocket. Now, this demonstration, just to give you some of the, something is quite peculiar here. You know, that direct command to forget here was too direct a communication line, wasn't it? Well, the most elementary straight wire there is. Workable. So, we have the elementary straight wire which we use, which is something you wouldn't mind remembering. All right, now give me something you wouldn't mind forgetting.
Okay.
What is it?
That word.
Okay. Now, you see, now you can comply with that auditing command, can't you? Actually, the straight wire posed in that fashion will run anything out. It'll run it on out, because it's chipping away at it, and it doesn't give the pre-clear a lot of loses. Now, an auditor must never give pre-clear a whole series of loses. For instance, you feel a little bit worse off, I dare say, at this moment when I told you bluntly, forget it, you didn't forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't, well, don't
I mean, I couldn't forget it.
All right. Gave him a lose.
Right away, anyway.
Yeah, I picked him because his case is in good shape. You know, this is practically spin, some pre-clear who was at a level that could take nothing but elementary straight wire. To give him a lose of this character. So let's just run it on out. Give me something else you wouldn't mind forgetting.
Oh, last night when I was at the store.
Good. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting.
When I was hauling some boxes last night.
Good. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting.
Oh, when I was playing a game a long time ago.
Good. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting.
When I walked over to 616 last night.
Good. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting.
When I had dinner. Over here on McDonald the other night.
Fine. Something you wouldn't mind remembering.
When I was over at the hospital one night.
Good. Something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
When we moved into a house over here on...
Good. Something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Oh, when I was aboard a ship.
Fine. Now, if you had every pre-clear that you have working as fast and well as this on straight wire, you'd be in Flint. That's all about it whatsoever. All right. Now, why don't you just knock yourself up for a minute as a rare, you bad cycle. And I'm going to show you how to get one of these fellows to remember something. Okay, we've say that the preamble to this is, let's remember something, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Now, put your foot on the floor. Okay, now let's remember putting your foot on the floor.
Okay.
That's just about right. Now, cross your leg, take your foot off the floor. All right. Now, let's remember taking your foot off the floor.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Now, mount yourself up as an operating phaeton.
Okay.
Okay. Remember exactly what happened in 1873 at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 3rd of August.
Okay.
That's the way you ought to be able to do it. Thanks. All right, we see here then that a straight wire could be too tough, huh?
Sure.
Right? Can you see from that? Straight wire could be too tough. And you wouldn't have to tell somebody if he was walking himself up a cycle. You wouldn't have had to have told him, you see, to forget something. He would have forgotten it. Automatic. Complete automaticity. If you said, now put your foot on the floor, now forget you've done it. Forget I've done what? Now you can always tell if a person is complying with this command because this is his inevitable reaction. Done what? The command is on this order. You say, all right, now let's make a machine that will serve you mock-ups of beautiful girls. Okay, you got it? Fine, yes, I got it. All right, now let's take this machine and hide it. Got well hidden? Yeah, oh yeah, got it nicely hidden. All right, now forget about it. Did you forget about it? Forget about what? Now, the way they build machinery is you'd have to put a key in with that. You'd say, now build a machine that will make beautiful girls every time you feel in a dreamy sort of mood, this machine will begin to feed you beautiful women. You see? And all right, now you got it there. All right, now hide it. Now forget about it. Now forget about what he'd say. Then you'd say, all right, now feel in a dreamy mood. Hey, what the dickens are all these women doing here? The positiveness and ability of your thinking, your thinking, of his ability to make machinery and have it function and operate automatically is entirely dependent upon his ability to forget at will. You see this? He must be able to forget at will, and also to remember at will what he has forgotten. So he has to be able to play a game. He has to be able to play a very good game. All right, why wouldn't you use this directly on a preclear who is interiorized and downscaled and so forth? Why wouldn't you use the most elementary straight wire there is? It's too direct a communication line. People associate direct communication lines with being hit by bullets, being hit on the head with baseball bats, and other direct, forthright actions. When you get somebody who's having a bad time, and you walk up to him, and you are really very happy to see him, and you walk up to him, and you say, how are you, Joe? He goes, This person, if he was at step level 12 or something of this sort, should be addressed in this fashion. Well, you look over into the distance over there, you see he's here in front of him, and you say, I see you're still around, Joe. What what's your doctor said your state of health is. Much better. Particularly if he can then pretend he hasn't heard you. And then if he can answer another question than the one asked. And this is good, satisfactory communication, you see, with step 7 or 8. Real satisfactory communication, you know. You never look the guy. Now, there are men in the world who are hated with violence and who are suspected of great violence, because when they look at you, they look you right between the eyes. And they shake you directly by the hand. And actually, these are the only men on earth that you could possibly trust. If they're going to do something, they're not impeded in doing things and so forth, but they will do the rational, sensible thing along the line. I call to your attention that the atomic physicists today that have the planet wiper in their charge prefer the other method of communication than to, how are you, Joe? And you can't trust them for a minute. Not for a minute. All right. Elementary straight wire, then, is a fascinating subject. It is a very fascinating subject because it exercises communication lines into the past. And that's a very difficult place to have a communication line. And the individual who has a scarcity of past also has a scarcity of training and action in the present, because to some degree he is dependent upon former training and former experience in order to tell him what to do in present time. He depends to some degree upon his past in order to have judgment. Whether or not this is right or wrong, he does continue to do this. See, people continue to do this. All right, one more remark about this. There's a dozen causes for this, but what causes particularly this inability to recall? It is scarcity of past. Scarcity of past. Obsessive lying about the past is caused by a scarcity of past. Perversion of communication lines and so forth is all caused by that scarcity of past. An individual then believe almost anything he's told that he has done. You know, when we walk up to him and said, last night when you were drunk, oh my boy, what did you do? And he'll say, what did I do? Scarcity of past. And there is definitely a process in the printed edition of the Auditor's Handbook which handles this terrific scarcity. There's another one, you know. Every question you give a person is a problem to him. And if he has a scarcity of problems, then he will hold on to it and do something else rather than answer or solve the question which has been handed to him. That's the other impedance. That's in present time. But now we're talking about the past. The problem is a present time affair. When you're talking about the past, a scarcity of past is remedied by the printed edition Auditor's Handbook step, start lying. You tell this individual, start lying, so he's been doing it all the time anyhow. And he's been doing it obsessively, and you simply tell him to start lying. Of course, the remaining auditing questions are, well, keep on lying. Keep on lying. And the odd part of it is, although it seems to you that this would be a super significant process or would be offbeat, it fits exactly at elementary straight line. That step fits right there. There are others which do not fit there. There's one, start laughing. That doesn't fit at elementary straight wire. But if you tell a 1-5, the elementary straight wire goes from about 1 or 1-1 up to about 1.8, and you tell a 1-5 to start lying, he's in his glory. He hasn't done anything else for years. If he just walked in a grocery store and bought a package of cigarettes, you say, where have you been? He would say, well, I've just been in a drugstore and bought a package of chewing gum. See? Direct communication line again. See this? All right. So elementary straight wire is as easy to practice as a person thinks they have available past. And you can straighten out a tremendous number of things with elementary straight wire. But if a person has no cognition, no recognition of what he's done yesterday, if he cannot recall these various things that he has done and so on, he, of course, hasn't lived yesterday. And there are people walking around all the time who learned how to drive a car when they were 14 and can't remember yesterday. Is there anything wrong with this? They learned how to drive a car when they were 14 and they can't remember yesterday. You'll notice they'll drive badly any day after a day when they haven't driven. See, they can remember yesterday. If they drove yesterday, they now know how to drive today. So that you move this person in life, or you change him around, or you break a communication line on him temporarily and it's gone for keeps. This person will go into a complete decline. You've been writing this person every day. Every day you send them a letter, one day you miss. From there on, you only hear about the day when you missed. They tell you nothing about these 8,664 times when you did write them a letter. It's that one day you missed. And then they clutch this to their bosom. Now, overt-act motivator sequence and many other factors enter into this. But actually, a scarcity of past is remediable. You could tell somebody, start lying about your past. And the darndest things will start to run out. And all the evaluation his mother has done for him and so forth would start to run out. Remember that two-way communication, that's not particularly advice, I'm just giving you a little trick process. Elementary straight wires is the superior process. There are just many things that you could do with that particular band. The most effective one is elementary straight wire. The trick process at all times is, of course, junior to the actual, factual, straightforward process. I've fished many a person who had been neurotic in the hands of some psychoanalyst for years with just a little straight wire. The other part of straight wire, of course, is ARC straight wire. And that, of course, comes under the heading, too, of elementary straight wire. Remember, something that's real and so forth. All right. There'd be many things that you could do with this. And way back in book one days, back in 1950, we had processes which tremendously complicated processes, which would nevertheless key out a chronic somatic simply by straight wire. They all belong no lower on the tone scale, these processes, than 1.1. All right, the essence of straight wire, of course, is simplicity, and the one thing you must remember in doing it is that a two-way communication is a very good thing to preserve. And when doing 8C, there's one thing which you must remember, and that is that a two-way communication is a very good thing to preserve. And there's something you should remember when doing opening procedure by duplication, and that is that a two-way communication is a very good thing to preserve. And there is another point I would like to bring up, and that is in the remedy of havingness, a two-way communication is a very, very good thing to observe. And another thing I'd like to bring up, in the process of spotting spots in space, a two-way communication is a very good thing to observe. And in the matter of exteriorizing somebody on Route 1, which of course usually takes place at just above 4.0 on the tone scale, one thing I'd like to point out to you is that a two-way communication is a very good thing to observe. Where an auditor fails, he normally has not gotten his first step, which is two-way communication, or having accomplished it, has now forgotten about it. And remember, we said two-way communication. I have preserved two-way communication occasionally by such rather dippy things as telling the preacher all of a sudden, okay, ask me some questions. Go ahead, ask me some questions. Long con-like. He knows it's not polite to ask people questions. All right, two-way communication goes through every step and process which you have. Auditing is a third dynamic affair. Auditing is a third dynamic affair where we take a fellow who is so interiorized he thinks himself as, of himself as a unit individual, and we have him doing self-auditing, we get an impossibility. See, it must be just a couple of circuits churning around. But it is always a third dynamic proposition. It doesn't say Thetan exteriorized can't audit a body. He can. Exteriorized and in very good shape, he can audit a body. But normally, auditing is a third dynamic operation. A third dynamic operation, in order to remain in the third dynamic and not merge into the first dynamic, you know, the goal of psychoanalysis was the first dynamic? Make the patient into the analyst. Get him to transfer. Get a mix-up of identities here. This is completely unworkable. What you want as a human being, out of a preclear. All right, let's look this over and recognize then that in order to maintain a third dynamic situation, there has to be two-way communication, and that out of one-way communication, a first dynamic situation occurs. You could say, how do these situations occur? A first dynamic situation occurs because of stuck flows. Outflow, nothing but something on that order. And if you do enough of that, you will eventually arrive at a belief that you are one with every human being alive. And this is why the philosophers of old believed so heartily in Nirvana, which is buttered all over the universe. See, they made a stuck flow to a bunch of people with communications lag 1,000 years long. And after they've done this just so long, the stuck flow would suddenly convince them that a third dynamic situation had ceased to exist and that a first dynamic situation now existed. One-way communication, first dynamic situation is the result. Two-way communication, third dynamic situation is the result. See, we have more than one person present. Now, your preclear has this liability. You may, at some crucial moment, fail to listen to him. And his case will just go boom. He's just ready to tell you, good heavens, I'm 3 feet back of my head. Well, he's not supposed to be. We're running elementary straight wire. And he just says you, hey. And you say, well, remember something else that is real. Plunk. And he'll go right straight back into his head again. The next auditor has the dickens of a job. Why? A third dynamic situation existed at that instant and instantly dropped into a first dynamic situation. See? Instead of two-way communication, it suddenly became a one-way communication. When it became just a one-way communication, he was convinced of it. Then, off guard, he was given the idea that he was part of your anatomy. And that'll wreck more preclears than you ever saw. So it has to be a two-way communication and an elementary straight wire. Never be afraid to talk the situation over with the preclear. You know, never be afraid to listen to him. It's when he's obsessively outflowing that you bring him up with a rapid check. But you can't recognize an obsessive outflow. The difference between an obsessive outflow, which is a comm lag, and the communication, why you need a little more experience in observing. An obsessive outflow is not a two-way communication or any part of it. If somebody comes in and yap, 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 and I said to my brother yesterday, I said, Joe, I just happened to go down to see that doctor, I said, because you know what I said? I said, you know, Joe, I just haven't been feeling well lately, Joe. And so therefore, I better go down and see the doctor there. They don't even know they're standing in your office. It's not known to them. They don't know you're there in your living room, wherever you are. Okay, you team savvy, tiny bit more about elementary straight wire. You don't have to be psychotic. You know, every star in Hollywood who has played a psychotic part has gone on that way, so I'm awfully careful of our boys around here that we don't stick them in the line. Okay, we're over time, so let us take our lunch hour break, and thank you very much.